things I wish I knew when I was a freshman. May freshman ba dito in this room? Raise your hand, please. Yung iba mukha ng teacher, no? Pero freshman, okay. High school. May high school ba? High school? Okay, great. Actually, you know, I was invited also to a gathering like this. I got saved when I was in college, third year college. When I was first invited, I attended a service like this and I gave my life to Jesus. So every time I do a service like this, it always brings back memories. I see myself in you. I was just one of those students seated there. I don't know how many years ago. I just turned 36 last May. And kailan lang. So anyway. Things I wish I knew. So I tried to recall when I was still in college, ano ba yung for me, sana nalaman ko kaagad nung nag-start pa lang ako sa college. And I was able to write 3. Not very significant, but still, sabi ko, helpful sana ko nalaman ko. Una, sana nalaman ko na walang room na TBA. Okay, hanap ako ng hanap. Pangalawa, sana nalaman ko importante pala talaga mag-aral. It's ironic because you're a student, you're supposed to be studying, but for some reason, when I was in college, I never really made it a serious business for me to study. Alam kong importante, pero I'm not taking it seriously. So, nung graduate na ako, and I'm nearing graduation, thinking about employment, I realized, shucks, sana pala nag-aral talaga ako mabuti, knowing the competition that I will have after graduation. Third, sana nalaman ko na kahit hindi pala kami magkatuluyan, hindi magtatapos yung mundo ko. Kasi akala ko dati, sabi ko, what will happen to me? I can't live without you. You know, I can't imagine life. Sabi ko, I can't imagine you in someone else's arms. Sabi ko, hindi ko kaya. Tapos, after a while, I realized, ay, pwede pala. And some of you are about to experience that. Now, in this series, we're going to look at 3 of the most important questions. Really important in the life of a young person. Kasi ang dami mong question, ang dami mong gustong malaman, ang dami mong gustong i-prepare. By the way, I want to remind you, you will be a student only once. You'll be in college once. For some of you, it might take 8-10 years, but sana wag nang longer than that. But you'll just be there once. So, this is a season of your life. 3 question, important question. Last week, in-answer na natin yun, yung who to trust. Today, we're going to look at a second most important question, which is how to be truly happy. Now, yung life hacks, kung di nyo alam yung meaning pala, it refers to any tool, technique, tip, or trick to optimize your life. So, we're really talking about tips. Okay? Kasi you're trying to figure out the answer. We want to spare you from years of regrets and pain. Hopefully, itong series na to will help you. 3-4 years from now, you will look back and you will have fewer regrets. You would have fewer na sasabihin mo, sana pala ganun, sana pala ganun. No, sana 3-4 years from now, you will look back and you will say, buti na lang. Buti na lang. Okay? So, we're going to look at how to be truly happy. Can I just pray shortly before we continue? Lord, I thank you for every high school and college student who's here today. And I pray, Lord, that this message will not just be another message for them to hear. I pray that this message will be a turning point for them. I pray that this message will be an eye-opener for high school and college students tonight. Lord, we know that your word is like a sword. Lord, it pierces through the heart. And we pray, Lord, that your word will pierce our hearts. And we pray it will open our eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. How to be truly happy. Meron ba sa inyo dito gusto nyong maging happy? You want to be happy? Okay. I'm yet to encounter a person whose desire in life is to have a miserable life. Wala pa ako na-encounter na estudyante na ang prayer niya, Lord, I pray maging miserable buhay ko. Tulad ng napapanood ko sa teleserye. Gusto ko araw-araw ako umiiyak, nag-aaway sa bahay, magulo yung relasyon ng nanay-tatay ko. That's the dream life. I'm yet to encounter a person like that. Every person I've encountered, that's really their dream, to be happy. Now, many of you memorized, especially the ladies, yung line na to, and they lived happily ever after. Mula pagkabata, naririnig na natin yan. Now, if you type this, word happiness in Google, you're going to have 344 million results. Now, that's a lot of happiness. Parang paano ba maging happy? Pag tinype mo 344 million, nakaka-overwhelmed. Now, if you look at Amazon, if you're a reader, if you're a bookworm, you're going to find 94,000 books on happiness. Here are some of the examples. Happiness for Dummies, Happiness Genes, Happiness for Beginners, The How of Being Happy. Marami pa yan. Doors to Happiness, Windows to Happiness, Road to Happiness, Under the Sea Happiness. Lahat na lang. Which one is real? Blaise Pascal. I'm not sure if you know him. He's a noted French mathematician. He's an inventor. He's a writer. He's an author. Brilliant guy. May katabi ba kayo mukhang matalino? Mukhang brilliant. Laging may pencil. Now, here's what he said. Blaise Pascal. All men seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and of others avoiding it is the same desire in both, attended with different views. This is the motive of every action of every man. Now, that's a big statement. He said, the motive of every action, everything you do, every decision you make, deep within, sabi niya, okay? The motivation is the desire to be happy. Why do you want to graduate? To get a job? Okay. Why? So that I will have a big salary? Why? At the end of it, if you go at the bottom, what motivates you is really the desire to be happy. I want my family to be happy. I want me to be happy. My future wife to be happy. So, the motivation, why did you drink that beer? Why did you enter that relationship? He said, the motive of every man, every action is this desire for happiness. Kaya lang, you know, happiness is elusive. We want happiness, but it seems so hard to be able to catch and keep. Nung 2012, Philippines was one of the happiest nations in the world. Kahit daw na gitna ng kalamidad, masaya pa rin. Kamusta ka na? Ito, yung bahay ko, inanod. Grabe nga ho, eh. Wala kaming naligtas. We're one of the happiest nations in the world. Now, 2015, we're no longer in the list. Ang nag-top yung Switzerland, yung maker ng chocolates, watches, okay, Hershey's. Sila yung number one happiest nation in the world. 1 to 10, Philippines. We're not there. So happiness is very elusive. One day you're happy, one day you're not. So the question is there a way to be truly happy? Can I be truly happy? And if there's a way to be truly happy, how? That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look again in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and we're continuing this writing of King Solomon. Now, kung first time nyo dito, we're looking at Ecclesiastes and King Solomon was one of the richest and one of the wisest kings who ever lived. Wala, kung matalino ka, feeling mo, pag tinapat ka kay Solomon, para kang kinder. Ganun yung level nyo. Siya masteral. Okay? So wise that he tried to reflect on his life. Sabi niya, with all the wealth that I have, with everything that I've got, what is the most meaningful pursuit in life? Okay, kung of all the things that I have, ano ba talagang worth doing in this life? He knew he only have one life to live. Who knows if I will only have 40 years? One of my batchmates in high school passed away at the age of 21. You don't really know if you still have 50 years to go. Sometimes young people don't reflect on these things because in our mind, we still have many years to come. What if you only have a week to go? What if the years of your life is only 30? Have you considered what is the best thing to do with this life? If you only have one shot at life. Now, Solomon reflected on that, and here's the second reflection. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 1 to 2. He said, I said to myself, Come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But I found that this too was meaningless. Now, Solomon in his pursuit of meaning and purpose in life, ayaw niya ng survival mode lang. Ayaw niya na ng killing, I'm just killing time, I'm just waiting for the day of my death. No, sabi niya, I want to make sure I maximize every day of my life. How many of you here as a student, you want to maximize the days of your life? Now, sabi niya, okay, let's try pleasure. Let's try happiness. We'll just breeze through yung experiment ni Solomon. Ano ba yung mga trinay ni Solomon in pursuit of happiness? First one, he tried parties. May mga mahilig ba mag-parties dito? Here's what he said. After much thought, I decided to cheer myself with wine. Now, if Solomon is alive today, that will be the equivalent of going to clubs, of hosting drinking spree and cocktails every night. With all the money that he had, it's like calling all your classmates every night, tapos nagpapa-free beer ka dun. Lahat wine, tapos may mga lights dun. Trinahin niya yun. Yung iba sa inyo dito, every Friday night lang. Ito, every day. Talagang sa bahay niya, tugs, 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 tugs. He tried that, but he said it's meaningless. Next one, he tried achievements. In verse 4 to 6, he said, I also tried to find meaning by building huge homes for myself and by planting beautiful vineyards. I made gardens and parks, filling them with all kinds of fruit trees. I built reservoirs to collect the water to irrigate my many flourishing groves. Achievement. Now, for some people, one of the pinnacle of success is having your own house. Alam niyo ba kung ilang years ang ginugol ni Solomon para mag-build ng isang bahay niya? 14 years to build his home. Can you imagine how big that house was? Siguro 1,000 rooms yun, no? Tapos siguro mga 100 toilets. Parang, saan kaya makatulog ngayon? Build siya ng park, may basketball siya, may gym, may basketball court, may gym, lahat na. May Disney park siya sa loob ng bahay. Andun si na Mickey Mouse, si na Donald Duck, huwag na kayo magtrabaho sa Disney, dito na lang. He tried. Now, As a college student, maybe the equivalent of that is topping the board exam. Now, maybe for some of you here, kung may athlete dito, maybe that's the equivalent of getting the MVP trophy. Yung, ikaw yung most valuable player. Or, I don't know kung ano yung achievement na meron ka. Pero trinay ni Solomon yun eh. Trophies, medals. Para naalala ko yung nanay ko nung pinagalitan niya ako. Kasi nung gagraduate ako, sabi ko sa kanya, Ma, magpa-pastor po ako. Eh, during that time, pag-pastor, parang ang tingin nila, it's a waste of your life. Ang gagawin mo pagpa-pastor? For them, it's not a legit work. Saka, ang ginagawa lang ng pastor, mag-preach every Sunday. Pag may mga high school reunion nga kami dati, siyempre, may mga high school batchmate mo, tanungan yun, kamusta ka na? Ano ka na ngayon? Ito, negosyante, doktor, eto, cute pa rin, mga ganyan. Tapos tatanungin ako, ikaw, kamusta ka na? Anong ginagawa mo? Ito, pastor na ako. Wow! Anong trabaho mo? I just told you. Trabaho yun. Akala nila wala akong trabaho. So yung nanay ko, nagpaalam ako. Sabi ko, magusto ko magpastor. Nagali talaga siya. Kung alam ko lang, tatapon mo edukasyon mo, tatapon mo lahat ng medals and honors mo. Hindi, joke lang. Wala sa itsura yun, no? Next one, trinay niya, comfort. In verse 7, I bought slaves, both men and women, and others were born into my household. May ang dami niyang slaves to serve him. May nagpe-prepare ng food niya, may ngumunguya ng food niya. parang lagang ano na lang doon, no? 24, yung iba sa inyo, spa massage, 1 hour siya, 24 hours. Shatsu dito, Swedish dito, lahat, 24 hours, so pag naglakad siya. Massage, facial wash, daming slaves. Sasabihin niya, toothbrush, shampoo, deny niya yung comfort. Wala. He tried wealth. Yun ang sa'yo dito gustong yumaman. Baka hindi makita ni Lord. So talaga, wow, Lord! Wealth. Tried wealth. He said, I collected great sums of silver and gold, the treasure of many kings and provinces. Verse 8, so much purchasing power. Sabi niya, I mean, trinay ko rin yung mag-gather ng wealth. Lahat ginto. Upuan ko ginto, chinelas ko ginto, medyas ko ginto, lahat. Yaman, shopping every day, breakfast sa Paris, lunch sa Dubai, I mean, dinner sa New Zealand, lahat. So much purchasing power. Trinay niya rin yun. Next one, he tried entertainment. He said, verse 8, I hired wonderful singers, both men and women. During his time, lahat ng magagaling na entertainers, hinahire niya to perform live for him, solo audience. Hindi lang siya nakikinig sa iTunes o nanonood sa TV, talaga i-hire niya yan. Kung ngayon siya, equivalent niya, papatawag niya, Maroon 5, lahat. Tapos nasa salas lang siya. Bruno Mars, pakanta nga. How many of you want to try that? Oh, Bruno, tama na, Bruno. Taylor. Kumakain ka, no? Dinner. Andiyan ba si ano? Ed Sheeran? Pakanta nga habang nagtitinola. He tried entertainment. He tried relationship. Verse 8, and had many beautiful concubines. I had everything a man could desire. Alam niyo ba yung concubines? Kabit. Now, if you total the women in Solomon's life, it would total to 1,000 women. Sabi niya, kung sex at relationship ang magpapasaya sa tao, I will not just have one, I will have 1,000. Araw-araw, talaga naglalakad yan. Meron dito sa kanan, may kaliwa, meron pa dito. Relationships. May nakakapit pa dito. Parang, he tried 1,000. 300 wives, 700 concubines. Every day is a different girl. He's desperate. I want to be happy. What will really make a man happy? Relationship, I want to have 1,000 of that. He tried fame. Verse 9, I became greater than all who had lived in Jerusalem before me, and my wisdom never failed me. He was known for his wisdom. People would travel across the globe to be able to hear him live in person. They would throw questions and they would be amazed. Wala pang Google noon, wala pang encyclopedia. So the question in people's minds, they don't know where to go for answer. So they would travel far, halfway around the globe, and they would go to Solomon. They would say, Solomon, how many plants are there? You know, the cactus ka collectais. Sabi na, whoa! Ang talino mo. You na, Solomon. You know, if he's alive today, he will be in the front cover of every major magazine and newspaper. He will always be interviewed on TV. His Facebook account, his Twitter account, Instagram will have millions of followers. Yung tipong kahit anong i-post niya doon, just woke up, 200 million likes. Kahit anong ilagay niya doon, bad day, 300 million likes. So famous. I became greater. Now here was his conclusion. Maybe for some of you here, you're thinking as a college student, yumaman lang ako, I'll be the happiest man. Magiging masaya yung family namin. Magkami lang yung magkatuluyan, then I'll be the happiest person. Sumikat lang ako, magtupad lang yung pangarap ko to be a rock star. I'll be the happiest man or woman. Ma-achieve ko lang tong award na to. Ma-pass ko lang tong board exam na to. Maging scholar lang ako. What is your idea of happiness? What do you think will really make you happy? Solomon had it all. And here was his conclusion in verse 11. But as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was also meaningless, like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere. Solomon compared pursuing happiness to chasing the wind. Have you tried chasing the wind? Ang init. Uy, may hangin. Trinayin nyo na ba yun? Sabi niya, if you tried that, something's wrong with you. But pursuing happiness is like chasing the wind. It's an empty pursuit. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. You will have the same story like Solomon. At the end of your life, after giving your emotion to that relationship, this will truly make me happy. I'm going to give everything I have. Lahat na, lahat, lahat. You know, at the end of your life, you will just say what Solomon already told you. Meaningless. Meaningless. It's an empty pursuit. As I'm speaking, I know it resonates inside of you because you tried and experienced that before. Yung iba sa inyo dito, sabi nyo, mapasa ko lang tong exam na to. Okay na ako. Then, napasa mo, tapos may exam na naman, hindi ka na naman happy. Nagka-relationship ka na before, pero nag-break kayo. You tried it. Yung iba sa inyo, na-try nyo na rin yung magkaroon lang ako ng ganyang phone. Magkaroon lang ako ng ganyang shoes. Magkaroon lang ako ng ganyang bag. Magkaroon lang ako ng ganyang makeup. Meron ka na. Then, magkaroon lang ako niyan. It's never ending. What you thought will make you happy, once you had it, you realize it's empty. You can agree with Solomon. You know, Robin Williams, one of the most accomplished actors. I mean, name it. Awards, fame, popularity, wealth, beautiful wife, family, big house, cars. He's a comedian. Unfortunately, last year, he ended his own life. He committed suicide. How many more examples do we need for us to realize that pursuit of happiness is an empty pursuit? So, as I end, what is the wise thing to do according to Solomon? What should you know as early as now as a freshman student? So, okay, kung pursuing happiness should not be the ultimate pursuit of my life, then what? Tell me. Solomon would tell us in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 24 to 25. He said, "So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from Him? God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him." You know what Solomon realized? Solomon realized, "I've tried it all, but here's my conclusion. Pleasure and eternal joy can only be found in the hands of God." You know, I remembered Augustine. He's a theologian who lived many years ago. He said, "We're created for God. And unless we find our rest in Him, we will never be rested." Until you rest in God, you will never find rest. Walang fulfillment. It's empty. There's an emptiness inside of us that relationship cannot fill, that gadgets cannot fill, that grades cannot. It's only God who can fill it up. True happiness can only be found in Christ. Campus life hack number 2. Kung meron kaming tip na pwedeng ibigay sa inyo, it's this. Make God, not happiness, your ultimate pursuit in life. Don't pursue happiness, pursue God. Because if you pursue God, you will find happiness. And not just temporary, it's a happiness that would last forever. Can I invite you to bow your heads with me, close your eyes as we pray? Lord, we know that you are here tonight. We know, God, that it's your word. It's you who have spoken to us. Lord, I just remember what Martin Luther said, that when the Bible speaks, God speaks. And we heard you tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that we will acknowledge you as young as we are. Lord, thank you for sparing us from wasting the best years of our life. Thank you for showing us wisdom so that we don't have to go through it. So we don't have to pay the same price. You don't want us to go through the same pain and regrets. Lord, I pray for every high school and college student today that you will impart wisdom. That they will understand that happiness can only be found in you. They can have gadgets, they can have relationship, but apart from you, they have nothing. It's empty. And it's just a matter of time before they go back to that empty room with empty hearts. So Lord, I pray, God, have your way to each and every one of us here today, tonight, Lord. I lift up to you every man and woman, every student in this room. In Jesus' name, amen.